理课堂听 class.com。
Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Now you will hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hi, Janet. Going to the football game today?
No, I'm planning to watch it on television.
Why is that? Don't you have enough money to last till the end of the month?
Money's not the problem.I find it easier to follow football on television than in the stadium. When I see the game in person, I feel as if I'm too far away from the action, and I always lose track of the ball.
I know just what you mean. Besides, on television, the new cameras they use give you super views of all the plays. But there's always so much excitement. People are cheering and shouting when you're there in person. People are very enthusiastic.And I end up cheering along with everyone.
You're right there, but I'd like to know exactly what I'm screaming for. And if I can't even see who has the ball, I can't get very excited. So I really prefer watching it on television.
I see your point. Well, enjoy the game.
You too.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.Question 19. What is the main topic of the conversation? Question 20. What does the man assume when the woman says she is not going?Question 21. What is the man apparently planning to do? Conversation 2. Hi, Diana. Mind if I sit down?
Not at all, Jack. How have you been?
Good. But I'm surprised to see you on the city bus. Your car in the shop?
No, I've just been thinking a lot about the environment lately, so I decided the air will be a lot cleaner if we all use public transportation when we could.
I'm sure you are right. The diesel bus isn't exactly pollution-free.
True, but they'll be running a lot cleaner soon.We were just talking about that in my environmental engineering class.
What's the city gonna do? Install pollution filters of some sort on their buses?
They could, but those filters make the engines work harder and really cut down on fuel efficiency. Instead, they found a way to make their engines more efficient.
How?
Well, there's a material called conine oxide. It's a really good insulator.And a thick coat of it gets sprayed on a certain part of the engine.
An insulator?
Well, yeah. Actually, what it does is reflect back the heat of burning fuel. So the fuel will burn much hotter and burn up more completely.
So a lot less unburned fuel comes out to pollute the air, right?
Yeah, and the bus will need less fuel. So with the savings on fuel oil costs,They say this will all pay for itself in just 6 months.
Sounds like people should all go out and get some of this stuff to spray on their car engines.
Well, it's not really that easy. You see, normally the materials are fine powder. To melt it so you can spray a coat of it on the engine parts, you first have to heat it over 10,000 degrees. And then, well, you get the idea.It's not something you or I would be able to do ourselves. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What is the conversation mainly about? Question 23. Why did the woman decide to ride the city bus? Question 24. What is the conine oxide? Question 25. According to the woman, what may limit the use of conine oxide in cars? Section C. Now listen to the passage.
In many countries, authority is seldom questioned, either because it is highly respected or because it is feared. Sometimes, too, because rank has been important in certain societies for a long time, people have been trained never to question those in authority. In other countries, including America, children are trained to question and search for answers. When a child asks a question, he will be often told to go to the library and find the answer for himself. By the time students reach the age of 14 or 15, they may be developing exciting new ideas in all fields of science and the arts. To encourage such creativity, there are many national prizes offered to students every year for their scientific discoveries and artistic accomplishments. This interest in questioning and searching may be considered by some people as bad for young people's manners, that young people lack respect for authority. This impression may be created when visitors notice young Americans asking questions and arguing with older people. However, this is because many Americans have different attitudes toward authority that may exist in other areas of the world. In a work or business situation, ideas are freely and openly discussed and argued. It is vital to remember that it is the person's ideas that are being questioned, not the individual himself. The two are quite separate. The purpose of the searching, questioning, and arguing is to find the facts in a particular situation, and therefore a solution, so that the work of the business can progress in the most effective manner possible.
Now the passage will be read again. In many countries, authority is seldom questioned, either because it is highly respected or because it is feared. Sometimes, too, because rank has been important in certain societies for a long time, people have been trained never to question those in authority. In other countries, including America, children are trained to question and search for answers. When a child asks a question, he will often be told to go to the library and find the answer for himself. By the time students reach the age of 14 or 15, they may be developing exciting new ideas in all fields of science and the arts. To encourage such creativity, there are many national prizes offered to students every year for their scientific discoveries and artistic accomplishments. This interest in questioning and searching may be considered by some people as bad for young people's manners, that young people lack respect for authority. This impression may be created when visitors notice young Americans asking questions and arguing with older people. However, this is because many Americans have different attitudes towards authority that may exist in other areas of the world. In a work or business situation, ideas are freely and openly discussed and argued. It is vital to remember that it is the person's ideas that are being questioned, not the individual himself. The two are quite separate. The purpose of the searching, questioning, and arguing is to find the facts in a particular situation, and therefore a solution, so that the work of the business can progress in the most effective manner possible.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. In many countries, authority is seldom questioned, either because it is highly respected or because it is feared. Sometimes, too, because rank has been important in certain societies for a long time, people have been trained never to question those in authority. In other countries, including America, children are trained to question and search for answers. When a child asks a question, he will be often told to go to the library and find the answer for himself. By the time students reach the age of 14 or 15, they may be developing exciting new ideas in all fields of science and the arts. To encourage such creativity, there are many national prizes offered to students every year for their scientific discoveries and artistic accomplishments. This interest in questioning and searching may be considered by some people as bad for young people's manners, that young people lack respect for authority. This impression may be created when visitors notice young Americans asking questions and arguing with older people. However, this is because many Americans have different attitudes toward authority that may exist in other areas of the world. In a work or business situation, ideas are freely and openly discussed and argued. It is vital to remember that it is the person's ideas that are being questioned, not the individual himself. The two are quite separate. The purpose of the searching, questioning, and arguing is to find the facts in a particular situation, and therefore a solution, so that the work of the business can progress in the most effective manner possible.